Devotional. We're doing a series on the character of Jesus, and we've arrived at part 69, which is purpose. And actually, this is part two of purpose, because I hadn't finished what I was talking about on Friday. Just to reiterate, we're looking from John, the 15th chapter, and we've been looking at Jesus saying this: when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, verse 10, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I've told you these things so that your joy will be filled. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment: love each other in the same way I have loved you. And then Jesus says in verse 13, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. He goes on to say this: you are my friends if you do what I command. Beloved, we have purpose in our life. Jesus had purpose in his life. As I was talking on Friday, I was saying that Jesus, his ministry began when he was 30 years old. He had waited all of those years, 30 years, from his birth to when he was 30, to begin his ministry. Before that, he was working with his father. He was actually a carpenter. And there he was, sawing the wood and shaping it into whatever he was shaping it into, a chair or a bed or whatever he's making. And he was doing that with the full knowledge that his heavenly Father was going to release him into his ministry. And he didn't know when, but he was just waiting patiently, working with his earthly father, Joseph, making all sorts of wonderful things from wood as a carpenter. And suddenly, Jesus went about his father's business. He had waited that time. But Jesus had purpose and knew his purpose. And Jesus is telling you your purpose now. He's saying your purpose is to love one another as I have loved you. Beloved, there's no point in even thinking about anything else. There are these wonderful ministries around the globe, so many huge ministries, but I believe this in Jesus' name. God Almighty has a purpose for every single one of us, and that purpose is to love one another as God has loved us. Jesus goes on to say, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Jesus says that to you. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my commandment: love each other. Jesus reiterates it. I've always felt this, you know. Quite often, if I wanted to know what the Lord wanted me to do, Lord, what was my purpose? What is my purpose in life? And I've been waiting for a revelation for him to say to me, oh, you're going to do this or you're going to do that. You're going to preach in a crusade in Africa. You're going to do this or that or the other. No. Hold it right there. David, here's my purpose for you. Love one another as I have loved you. Some years ago, Jesus said this: tell my people about my love. I had an experience with the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit poured his love into my heart and into my life for a 7-day period without stopping. It didn't stop. It carried on day and night for 7 days. It was the most amazing experience. So much so, at the end of it, I was saying, Lord, I don't know if I can take any more. Now ask me this question. Have you been on fire for God ever since then? No, I have not. And why not? Because I have sinned, that's why not. I have taken my eyes off Jesus, that's why not. I have not carried out his purpose in my life, that's why not. And if I were to carry out his purpose day in, day out, night in, night out, then that love would never cease, it would never stop. Beloved, this is our purpose, to love one another as Jesus has loved you. And sometimes that can be so, so difficult. I brought a word on this some time ago. Oh, must be now 10 months or so ago. And I was trying to explain the different loves that we feel. And that is that on one hand, you have the difficult love. And on the other hand, you have the easy love. In other words, those people that are really easy to love, those people that love you back, those people that are kind and considerate and charismatic and so on fire for God. And then on the other hand, you get those that are what I would term as difficult love. And those people, those ones that are difficult to love, are the ones that don't respond. The ones that when you love them, they don't love you back. And you think, what am I doing here? Am I wasting my time? It's so difficult to go up to that person and talk to them because they're so stroppy and they're so angry and they're so this and they're so that. I really don't want to spend my time with that person. Well, I'm afraid God is saying to you today, your purpose in life is not to discern who is difficult and who is easy. Your purpose in life is to love them no matter what. And you continue pouring your love into their lives as much as you possibly can. And even if you are rejected, you do it from a distance. I'm thinking of one person right now. Right now, at this moment, I'm thinking of one person right now. In fact, two people. I'm thinking of two people right now that are really, really difficult. And in those situations, I believe we need God's help in that. Because he is saying, love one another. That is our purpose at this moment in life, to love one another. On Friday, I was saying, can you imagine if every single Christian you knew in this globe loved one another as Christ has loved them? Can you imagine what sort of community we would have? We would have a community that is full of heart unity, and that is not the case. And so therefore, our job is to continue in that vein. Our job is to continue to love one another as Christ has loved us. It's a really important thing to do. And I believe as we do that, then the greater purpose will come to light. The greater purpose of what God has got for us to do in this world will come to light. His plan for our life. He says this, and I love it. He says, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. If you're going to ask me that question, why don't I always feel joy? Well, the reason you don't always feel joy is because you're not doing what God is saying, not what Jesus is saying here in John 15. He's saying, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments, and I remain in his love. You see, Jesus' joy was complete because he loved the way he was supposed to love, and he believed, and he trusted, and he loved, and he believed, and he trusted. Are you loving? Are you believing? Are you trusting? Because, beloved, if you're not, then those things need to be complete in your life. We need to love. We need to believe. We need to trust in him. When I was a kid, I used to sing a song, "Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You have to trust and obey." That is so true. Trust him and obey his commandments to love one another as he has loved us. Beloved, that is our purpose right now in life. Lord God, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name, because you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, the end, the middle. You are the bright morning star, Lord. And we worship you and we adore you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would give us extraordinary amounts of your love so that we can pass that love on. Help us to love, Lord, as you have loved us. Help us and show us the way to do it. Show us your purpose for our lives. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.